Parsha Tetzaveh begins with the word ve'ata, and you. And we know that this ve'ata is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Parsha Tetzaveh always falls out the week of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yurtzeit. The Yurtzeit is the 7th of Adar. Both the birth, the day that Moshe was born, and the day that Moshe died is the 7th of Adar. So I want to focus on this week's shiur, on Parshas Tetzaveh, on the Yurtzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal explained to us that the reason why Moshe's name does not appear in this Parsha is that when Moshe was on Har Sinai after the Bnei Yisrael, after the Jewish people sinned with the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thoughts was to destroy the Jewish people. And if he would destroy the Jewish people, he said to Moshe, I'll make you into a great nation. It would be the nation of Moshe. It would no longer be the nation of Yisrael. So one of Moshe's responses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, if you don't forgive the people, if you don't forgive the people, then erase me from the Sefer that you are writing. I.e., Moshe says to Hashem, don't put me in the Torah if you're not going to forgive the people. A little bit brazen that Moshe was in his way that he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But after all, Moshe was the closest a human being would ever come to God, and Moshe took his liberty to be able to express it at that time. Hashem responded by saying to Moshe, "Es asher chata li emchenem misifri," that those who have sinned against me, that's who I'm going to erase from the Torah. So this Parsha Tetzaveh, the fact that Moshe's name doesn't appear, is really a lesson Chazal teach us that a person should always be very careful with their words, because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not take Moshe up on his offer and erase him from the entire Torah, but as a symbol that we should be careful with our words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did keep Moshe's name out of Parshas Tetzaveh, even though Moshe's presence is certainly felt in Parshas Tetzaveh. And the idea of Moshe's presence being felt is something that we see from the very first Psukim, which describes, in essence, Parshas Tetzaveh describes the Kehuna, the priesthood, and the way in which the priests, the Kohanim, should be clothed when in the Mishkan. So Parshas Truma focused on the building of the Mishkan itself that we spoke about last week, when it came to the building of the Mishkan itself, as well as all of the vessels that would be in the Mishkan, whether it was the Aron or the Shulchan, the Ark, or the table, or the Menorah, or it was the Mizbeach, or it was the Kaporas that was on top of the Aron, or the Kruvim that were on top of the Kaporas. All of those different vessels were spoken about last week in great detail, and this week the focus is really on the Kohanim themselves. So in the third Pasuk of the Parsha, in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Aleph, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, V'yatoh ha-krevei lecha, now bring close to you, es Aaron achicha, Aaron your brother, v'yasbanav ito, and his sons, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, from among the Jewish people, lecha ha-noli, to be a Kohen, to be a priest for me, Aaron himself, Nadav Avihu, Elazar, v'Isamar b'nei Aaron. Aaron had four sons, Nadav Avihu, Elazar, and Isamar, and they would be the ones to carry forth the concept of the Kehuna, the concept of the priesthood for generations and generations. And the next pasuk says, V'yasisa b'gdei kodesh li'aron achicha l'chavu l'siharis, that there should be certain special clothes that the Kohen, and particularly the Kohen Gadol, wears throughout the ages. And your brother Aaron, he's going to be the one to have the kahuna passed down by him and his children. So the Ksav Sofer quotes a medrash, which is a medrash from Shmos Rabbah in Parshas Tetzaveh, in the Vilna edition of the Shmos Rabbah. This is Parsha Lamed Zayin. The Medrash in Dalet says the following: V'yato akrevei lecha ado dechsev lulei sarascha shashuai azavavati be'ani kesheamar Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Moshe. When God said to Moshe, V'yato akrevei lecha, bring close your brother Aaron, heira lo. It disturbed Moshe. It bothered Moshe. God therefore responded to Moshe. Amar lo, Torah haisali, unesati alecha. The Torah was mine, and I gave it to you. Meaning, Hashem says He gave it to Moshe. Sheilulei hi avadati olami, because if not for my Torah, the entire world would be lost. So this is a statement which is suspect. What is it about Moshe's commandment to take Aaron and his sons and to make them the Kohanim for future generations? What is it that disturbed Moshe such that caused Hashem to say to Moshe, "Don't be disturbed, I've given you the Torah"? So the Ksav Sofer asks that perhaps what's even more disturbing here is that we know that Moshe himself was not a person who was in general jealous. Although it was a concern of Moshe initially when God first approached him to be the leader of the Jewish people, it did concern him how his brother was going to feel about him being the leader. Why? Aaron was older than Moshe. So Moshe was concerned, so one of the excuses that he gave to Hashem when he didn't want to take upon himself the leadership of Bnei Israel was that he said to Hashem that my brother Aaron is older than me, and my brother Aaron will not be happy. And it's not that Moshe said these words, but Hashem understood that that's what Moshe was thinking. So the Pasuk in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yudal, or Sefer Shmos, says, "Vayicharaf Hashem b'Moshe, vayomer halo Aaron achicha halevi yadati ki daber yidaber hu, v'gam hinehu yotze l'krasecha, v'ra'acha v'samach b'libo." Hashem says to Moshe, "Moshe, listen, don't be concerned about your brother Aaron being upset that you are the younger brother and you are ascending to this role of leadership. If anything, your brother is such a person that if he sees you ascending to this role, he is going to be happy. He's going to see you v'samach b'libo, and he's going to be happy in his heart." Now Moshe, who was a younger brother, is considered to be the king. He's the ruler. He's the messenger of God. He's the highest Jew. Aaron would be a level down. What is it that would cause Moshe to be upset that here Hashem is telling Aaron that he's going to be the Kohen Gadol? After all, Moshe, as we're told in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yud, Moshe was the most humble person. So why would Moshe be upset, and as the Medrash says, why would he feel bad that Aaron was ascending to a great position, a great role, together with his children, while Moshe was also had a great role? He was the leader. Aaron was a Kohen Gadol, but Aaron was on a different level than Moshe. Why would Moshe not respect and not be happy with the position of Aaron, but appear to be disturbed by it? So the Ksav Sofer explains that this is all connected to the death of Aaron and Moshe. Pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas, in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Sukim, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe alei el har ha'avorim hazeh." Hashem says to Moshe, "Go up to the top of har ha'avorim, ur'eyes ha'aretz asher nasati livnei Yisrael, and go and see the land that I have given to Bnei Yisrael. V'ra'isa, O son, you should see it, v'ne'asafta el amecha, and you shall come to your people," meaning you will die, "Gam atar kasher nesaf Aaron achicha." You too, as your brother Aaron died as well. In other words, Moshe was going to experience the death of Aaron HaKohen, i.e., the way in which Aaron died was going to be the way in which Moshe died. And Rashi on that pasuk there, in Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Yud Gimel, Rashi says, "Mikan, from here we see, shenis ave Moshe lemisoso shel Aaron," that Moshe desired to die like Aaron. What does that mean, that Moshe nis ave, he desired to die like Aaron? So if we turn in the Chumash to the very end of the Torah, in Parshas Vezos Abrocha, the last few psukim in the Torah, where there's a discussion of Moshe's death, again, this idea of the death of Aaron comes up one more time. The pasuk says, the pasuk says that the pasuk says in Sefer. Not in Bezos Abrocha, it was in the end of Pashas Hazinu. Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Tes, Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Tes, Alei El Har HaAvorim Hazeh, Hashem says to Moshe, "Go up to Har HaAvorim, Har Nevo," which is called Har Nevo, "Asher B'Yeretz Moav Asher Apnei Yericho," which is in the land of Moav, facing Yericho, "Or Eyes Eretz Kanaan, and see Eretz Kanaan Asher Aninosa Livnei Yisrael L'Achuzah," and look at Eretz Kanaan, look at Eretz Yisrael, "U
Umus Bahara Sarata Olishama, and die, you will die on that har, on that mountain that you were going up on. Rehayasef Elamecha, you will gather to your people. Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha, just like your brother Aaron died, Behor Ha'ar, Vayayasef El Amov. So Rashi here explains Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha. So Rashi says, Be'osa Misa Shere Isa V'chamarita Osa. The same death that you saw and that you desired, that you experienced, that your brother Aaron had, that's the same death you will die, because I know, the Moshe, that you aspired to die the same way. What was so special about the way Aaron died? So Rashi says, Shehivshik Moshe's Aaron beged rishon vilbisho le'alazar v'chein sheni v'chein shlishi v'ra'a b'no b'chvodo. What was so special? It seems that Rashi says a couple of things. The first was that Moshe went up with Aaron and with Elazar, Aaron's son, and Moshe took off one by one the garments of Aaron and placed it on his son, on Elazar. Moshe placed it on Elazar, Aaron's son. V'ra'a b'no b'chvodo. And Aaron saw his son in his glory. Meaning, the greatest thing for a parent to see is for their child as a success, and their child keeping on the tradition that has been passed down to them. Amar lo Moshe, so then Moshe said to Aaron at that point, Aaron achim, Aaron my brother, Allah Lamita, go up to this bed. There was sort of some sort of bed that was prepared there. But Allah, he went up, Pshot Yodcha, put out your hands with Pashat, Pshot Raglecha, put your legs, straighten your legs, straighten his legs. Atzam Einecha, close your eyes, Atzam, he closed his eyes. Kamutz Picha, close your mouth, the Kamatz, the Halachlo, and he left. Amar Moshe, Moshe responded, Ashrei mi shemeis b'misa zu. Blessed is the person, lucky is the person who dies such a death. Now, what was it about this death that Moshe desired? Was it the fact that he saw, that Aaron saw his son taking over for him? Or was it the method in which he died, the Misas Neshika, the death of the kiss, which was a death without pain or without suffering? It was as if Aaron went to sleep and he passed away. So which part of this was Moshe desiring when Hashem responds and says to Moshe that you're going to die, Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha, and Rashi tells us that was the death that Aaron had died, that was the particular way Aaron died was the way that Moshe wanted to die. So what is it here that the Medrash seems to be implying that Moshe had been jealous of his brother? So the Ksav Sofer says to us, he says, what is really going on here? So he quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, which says that a person, that a person who leaves a child behind, who is like him or like her, that an individual who leaves offspring in this world that is following in their footsteps is as if that person never died. Thus, the question that comes about here is obvious. It would seem, according to what the Ksav Sofer is explaining, that what bothered Moshe was that Moshe himself did not see what Aaron saw. Of course, Moshe wanted for his sons to be able to lead Klal Yisrael. But in the end, it was Yoshua who led Klal Yisrael after Moshe died. Perhaps what Moshe really wanted was the death of Aaron, meaning seeing his son take over and follow in his footsteps, as opposed to what actually transpired. Whereas Aaron saw his sons wear the Bigde Kehuna, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, he knew, Moshe knew that Aaron would not die because he would live on through his sons. Moshe was not so certain about himself either. So God responds to Moshe, and God says to Moshe, don't worry, I have the Torah that I gave to you, and that I gave through you. So the Ksav Sofer explains a little bit further. He explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was considered to be as if Moshe Lo Meis, based on the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Sota says that Moshe Lo Meis, because the Pasuk says, Vahi Shamim Hashem, Arboim Yom V'Arboim Laila, Lechem Lo Achal. The Pasuk says that when Moshe was on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, we all know that Moshe didn't eat and he didn't drink. Moshe was superhuman. He had no reason to eat or drink because he lived off of Hashem's spirit. So similarly, based on this Gemara, the Gemara answers that Moshe lo meis. Why does Moshe not die? So the response is, he's lo meis because just like then he was mal lehalon omeru mishamesh, just like then on Har Sinai, he was standing in mishamesh, he was working, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to now, he's standing and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, now Moshe is still alive because he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same sense. So what's the pshat here? What is the explanation? So the Ksav Sofer explains that when a person passes away, the zechus of the person, the merit of the person, is such that if there are any children that they have that were inspired by their lives to do a Torah or mitzvos, to do good deeds, to do good things, and the children continue to do those Torah and mitzvos, the parents get a zechus, the parents get a merit, even on a spiritual level, even though they're no longer alive, in the next world, the parents get the zechus of the actions of the child, of the children. And that's our concept that we have, and we understand that's why people say Kaddish for a parent, that's why when it comes to a Yahrzeit, we give tzedakah for a parent, because we're showing that we are doing something good in memory of the parent, i.e., when the parent, when the neshama, when the soul is judged in the Shamayim, in the Yeshiva Shomala, in the heavens above, so the way it's judged is by what it left here in the world. And the merit of the action that people do in this world, the merit, part of the percentage of the reward for the merit goes to one's parents for one's actions. And that's something which is very, very powerful. And if one does not have children, then similarly, if one was able to inspire in their lifetime, other people will follow in their legacy. So we assume the same concept applies. So what's the pshat? What is the understanding of when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu lo meis, but Moshe Rabbeinu's children doesn't seem followed in his footsteps as Aaron's children did for generations, as we know till today, where the Kehuna is still known as the Bnei Aaron, the sons of Aaron. So how does Moshe's spirit, how does Moshe's neshama still live? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Moshe, I gave you the Torah, and all of the mitzvos that the Jewish people do forever and ever, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shalom chelek b'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah shekol ish mi Yisrael oseh. Every single Jew that performs a mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, gets a chelek, gets a part in that mitzvah that every single one of us do every single day. So our parents also get chelek in the mitzvah. They also get part of our good deeds, our good actions. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who taught us Torah. Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. Moshe taught us for future generations. He taught all of Klal Yisrael. So all of the Jewish people, whenever they do a mitzvah, Moshe gets a chelek of it. V'odenu chai v'sochenu u'cheilu lo meis. Thereby, Moshe is still alive among us. And it's as if he has not died, although physically he has died. But on a spiritual level, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die because he continues to live within each and every one of us when we learn his Torah, when we do mitzvos. Umay dechsiv, ayom ha-shah, Moshe, Eved Hashem, says the Ksav Sofer, hayu sham, be'oso mako meis, shenifreda neshama migufo, when it says that Moshe died, there it meant that the guf, the body, was separated from the neshama. In other words, we come into the world and we have a neshama, and the neshama needs to do good things in this world. So, and the neshama has a vehicle that drives it around, continuing to stop it at all different places to do good things. That vehicle, that car, is the guf. After a certain period of time, the neshama then leaves the guf and returns to its world. Moshe Rabbeinu may have died physically, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not die on a spiritual level. Just like he stood on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights on a spiritual level, had to be, because he didn't have anything to eat or drink, and he only lived off the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly now, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here physically, but Moshe Rabbeinu is here spiritually by virtue of all of the Torah and all of the mitzvos that we accomplish. U'me'ata asi shapir sheftiho Hashem v'nezafte lamecha Gamata, Hainu, Gamata, Shemlacha Ben Kamoscha, even you, Moshe. So what did the Medrash mean? Even you, Moshe, even you that don't have a son like Aaron who's going to follow in your footsteps, even though Moshe did have sons, Gershom and Eliezer, but apparently they didn't follow directly in the footsteps of their father as did Eleazar in this particular example. So even so, your children are not going to follow in your footsteps in that particular way. Mikol Mokom, Te'asaf Alamecha Kasher Nesaf Alanachicha, you are going to die the same death as Aaron. Shehu Ki'il Lomeis, that he is as if he didn't die because of the fact that his children continue his legacy. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu, your children, i.e., Klal Yisrael, every single Jew, continues your legacy as well by keeping and doing mitzvahs and keeping the Torah, observing the Torah. So this is a tremendous message, I believe, on the occasion of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yurtzeit, that we should remember that all of the mitzvahs that we do, Moshe Rabbeinu has a chelik, and that going back all the way to Har Sinai, he was the one, he was the link between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. He taught us Torah, he taught us our ancestors' Torah, and any Torah that we are a part of today, any sense of a Torah lifestyle that we have today, has its foundation in the actions of Moshe Rabbeinu. That is the reason why the Medrash says that Moshe felt a little bit bad, that he saw that Aaron's sons were continuing in his footsteps, and Hashem says, don't feel bad, you have many more children than simply Aaron's sons. You are going to have people who will make sure that you on a spiritual level live forever because of the basis that you've established among the Jewish people of keeping Torah and mitzvot. So just as all of us wish that we have our children follow in our footsteps, and if we are not zochet to have children, then we wish that other people who we have influenced in our lives can make sure that our goals and all that we've accomplished continue to move on into the next generation. And just as we feel the way on a personal level, Moshe Rabbeinu shares the same concept on a spiritual level. Indeed, by all of our actions, by virtue of all of our actions, may his neshama continue to have an aliyah. Thank you, good Shabbos.